Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Not nice. Booty so big, word, Lord, have mercy.
Work, work it faster like I do. Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like you do. All the girls up in my jeans, you can't get up in between. You're tryna get up in front of me. I can teach you a couple things.
Work.
Why you looking at me like I ain't give you no choice? If I count to three, babe, you'll be on your knees. You ever like Cartier? Oh,
you can't get this out of your mind.
He say he like that lappy tappy. He so goofy, call me daddy. He go stupid, he go dappy. Introduce me to his pappy. He can never live without me. I'm so real, I never capping. If he got it like that, I can take it there. Cause my
booty so big, work, Lord, have mercy.
Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like I do. Work it faster like you do.
I'm doing it big. Body language like Vegas Banglish. I'll educate you how to do this shit. Temporary, that's never rary. I'm necessary, yeah, I am that bitch.
You can't get this thing out of your mind.
He say he like that lappy tappy. He so goofy, call me daddy. He go stupid, he go dappy. Introduce me to his pappy. He can never live without me. I'm so real, I never capping. If he got it like that, I can take it there. Cause my
booty so big, work, Lord, have mercy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into the For Real Network. This is Epiphany Radio, and tonight we present The Get Down. I'm Anonymity, your host for the evening, joined with my co-host, Poetic, and J-Rob, the wise son. We're sponsored
What's
tonight.
What's good, bro?
What's good?
Good evening, bro.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, what's good, what's good. Okay, so Poetic J. Rob joined on. So our show tonight is going to be sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I want to give a quick shout out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. for real, the poet Douglas. And tonight's topic, which I'm real excited about, tonight you get to tell us why your pen is mightier than the sword. So, Poetic J. Rob, you ready to get started with the show tonight?
I'm always ready.
I'm excited. Definitely ready.
I'm excited. Definitely ready. I'm ready. I'm here with you guys. It's the Get Down. Man, listen. I hope they're ready.
Indeed.
Some of the feedback.
Indeed.
Who's that, Poetic J.?
Yeah, man. It's me in the flesh, in the flesh. I hope they're ready, man. Like J-Rob said, I hope they're ready. I'm definitely ready, without question.
Man, listen, some of the feedback I was getting. So I'm excited. So I tell you what, we're going to get a song going for you, and we're going to come back, and we're going to jump into some of this poetry. I'm anxious to hear what they got to say to us tonight. So my brothers take over. I'm amped. I'm ready to go.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and if I know for sure.
Oh,
Man, what's good, what's good. I was caught out there on the dance floor for a minute. Y'all, gentlemen, y'all ready to go in tonight? Y'all ready to talk about this topic here?
Ready, bro. I'm ready to dive in.
So, I'm just going to go right in. So, I'll just start off, man. I'm going to get the party started. I'm going to talk about why my pen is mightier than a sword. Pen up, poets. One voice, one mic. Let your pen be heard. The revolution shall begin by any means necessary. This season demands that weapons of mass destruction be released from the tips of tongues. Words locked and loaded like guns cocked as bombs exploding into memorable verses surfaces from the pen of a soldier. I've entitled this piece, The Memoirs of an Armed Poet. Tagged with viciousness for spitting truth from a venomous tongue, pen launched from where I dropped off oppression, this time I'm going in against all odds. I'll post my middle finger up, protesting. Fuck racism, fuck corruption, fuck the lies. If my demise be imposed by my freedom of speech, only adds power to my rise as a ghost. See my pen, high and mighty. Man, fuck your sword. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Together we take arms against government tactics, while I see the 3Ks of America steadily aimed at black kids. And the more melanin of your skin, the better you're making target practice, so I won't pretend. And I'm sure by the end of this poem I might be a target, probably martyred, for planting seeds of logic into the mindsets of the misinformed, taking a stand against the corruption in uniform, using a stroke of my pen to declare war. See my pen, high and mighty. Man, fuck your sword. Together we move mountains in the mindsets of an audience, speak truth through the gift of penmanship. Poem by poem, we defy boundaries, supported by a community gifted with this artistry, powered by a voice that can't be silenced. You see my pen, high and mighty. So I'm prepared for you to take shots at me. I'll drop the mask of anonymity. See the face of a ghost writing, using just one mic to be heard. See, this year, the revolution still won't be televised, but surely shared through social media as black ink spills truth about white sheets on paper and like-minded poetry builds upon a transference of energy where pens join in an alliance to change history through poetry, tearing down the tyranny of a bald eagle. Our voice will not be silenced nor sold on slave ships nor muted behind prison walls. I use my word and my balls to fight back. Until justice repents for her wicked ways, I'll expose the face of Jim Crow till it repents with change. To rewrite the future of our history, my pen will reign. So, man, fuck your sword. End peace.
Yo.
Wow.
You hear this, man?
Wow. I'm stuck on wow. Bro, your man said so many dope things in here, and I'm like, wow.
That part.
Pen up, poets. One voice, one mic. Let your pen be heard. The revolution shall begin by any means, and this season demands that weapons of mass destruction will be released from the tips of tongues, words locked and loaded like guns cocked. Come on, man.
Bro, when we came up with this topic, actually, no, I got to give credit where credit's due. As I was coming up trying to brainstorm, I know you brothers are helping me to try to come up with a topic. It's funny because at that time I happened to be speaking to my ex-wife. And funny thing is that, you know, even though, she's my ex-wife, but one of the things that she said was, well, why don't you talk about why your pen is mightier than a sword? And I'm like, bingo. That's it. And I wasn't shocked or surprised because it's exactly what I needed at that time. And I thought about you, J-Rob. I mean, the Wild Son, like, I knew that something told me that this would be a better alley. So when I wrote that piece, and I thought about you, Poetic, and I knew where y'all were going to take it. It just helped push my pen even before having a chance to witness your art. So I want to thank y'all for the feedback. I appreciate it. But now I'm ready to take a back seat and turn the mic over to you.
Bro.
Well, I have a question.
Yep.
Which one of your co-hosts would you – I'm sorry.
Hold on, Jay. My man said our voices will not be silenced nor sold on slave ships nor muted behind prison walls. Bro, come on. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
No.
I just couldn't let that pass by. Bro.
I appreciate
fire.
It.
Fire, bro. Amazing.
In the words of DMX... No, go ahead, bro.
No, I listen. I appreciate the feedback. You know, that's not even a poem I was going to submit tonight. But something, so I had to go a little bit deeper, right? So, you know, we talk about stretching the pen. We talk about,
always.
Like, I just want to take a minute, if I may, right? And I want to just say, if I have an opportunity, you know, to be here hosting the Get Down for not just the month of April, but it happens to be National Poetry Month. Like, if this is not motivation enough to take what you have and to stretch and think about, you know, we're talking about the pen being mightier than the sword. I just wonder if everyone who's within an earshot of my voice right now has an opportunity to just embrace what you've been gifted with. Power to change the world through your vision, to paint pictures that even pictures cannot express, cannot display, can't even touch on. Your words can give a deeper, it can go into a soul that I don't think can be captured almost any other form of art unless you're talking about music, to see it that way. So I just think this is a great topic for us to be able to touch on something so profound. And for, again, everyone listen with their shot of my voice. I'm motivated by the past couple weeks that I've been on a call. So I'm going to get off my soapbox a little bit, and I'm going to pass the mic because I do want to hear some dope poetry. But, yeah, wow.
Well, I have a question.
Sir.
Which one of your co-hosts would you like to go next?
All right, so in this case, I'm going to flip a coin. And since I introduced Poetic first and then J-Rob the Wise Son, you know what, I'm even going to flip a coin because I introduced my co-host Poetic and then J-Rob the Wise Son. Why not keep that order? Because something tells me that was just good chemistry starting off. So we'll go on and let you just pick up where I left off, Poetic, and then J-Rob.
Say less.
Let's get it. My brother.
My brother. This piece is called You Can't Handle the Truth. The blood that drips from my quill is heard louder than the blood dripping from your steel still. While yours is forged in the fire, mine is formed by going through the fire. Yours may leave visible scars, while mine leaves decades of internal scars. See, my cold heart still allows my words to be seen, spoken, and heard. Leaving your soul victim to lay and rot, while my prey are many, taking notes as they jot. Jot down some of the dopest truth ever spoken. See, my heart still amplifies and project my truth-laced venom, or even my passionate, motivated positivity. While your cold steel leaves nothing but destruction amidst your negativity, now its remnants is lost on the field of battle, or perched in a display case sitting on a mantle. Never to be used again, but now is a collectible decoration. While my steel is available for everyday edification and justifications, waiting to verbally sign the wrongs of historical artifacts, rewrite cultural truths and facts, searching for a heart to prick, so my pen can stir up and motivate but not mimic the brutality of what your sword can do. So it's very true. My pen is mightier than a sword because I scribe a living and breathing word. That's that piece.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me go. Yeah, just
you go first.
Yeah, I'm going to take a moment for a second, right? And I just want to jump down to the last. My pen is mightier than the sword because I scribe a living and breathing word. Now, life. Okay, just the profoundness of just. I just want to take a minute and just harp on that for a quick second. Your pen has the ability to bring life, while the sword.
Go ahead, bro. Oh man, he dropped. We're gonna wait till he get back in here.
All right, well, we're gonna wait till he get back in, but I got to tell you something, man.
Go ahead, bro.
Van. Man, you did it again. You say, oh, my God, this right here, broski. See, my cold heart still allows my words to be seen, spoken and heard, leaving your soul victim to lay and rot while my prey are many, taking notes as they jot down some of the dopest truth ever spoken. See, my heart still amplifies and projects my truth, lace venom or even my passionate, motivated positivity, while your cold steel leaves nothing but destruction amidst your negativity. Now the remnant is lost on the field of battle or perched in a display case sitting on a mantle. Look at me now. I love this piece. I love this piece. I love this piece. I love
Thank
this
you,
piece. Mm. Yeah, this is that work right
you,
there.
Bro.
This is that work.
You,
I'm digging this on so many levels, but that stanza, that did it for me. That stanza right there did it for me. Mm.
Thank
He's
you,
a bad boy, Van.
I'm humbled, bro.
He's a bad boy,
I'm
Van.
I'm humbled.
Uh-huh. He's a bad boy, Van. Mm, mm,
mm. Mm, mm. Thank you, bro. I appreciate
Whew.
You.
Yes, sir. Did we get our brother back?
Yeah, let me get him back. Let me get him back. You back, bro?
Yeah, I'm back. Yo, I got excited over his piece. I hit the wrong button, disconnected. Like, wow. That was the power in that.
See? It wasn't just me, Van.
Anonymity,
what did you think of the piece before you? What part did you hear, though?
No, I heard the whole piece. I was talking about the end, about, you know, kind of how he went to how he brought life to it, and then I went back to where he spoke about setting it on a mantle, and I just kind of thought about the metaphor of our pen and how we, you know, we have an opportunity to, that's what we do, we breathe life through this word. So I just thought that was dope. I don't even know how much y'all heard because I was going in. And I got excited and hit the damn button.
Now, we didn't get to hear any of it. That's
why
I was asking.
Oh, I heard the whole piece.
No, no, we didn't hear you.
Oh, you didn't hear any of my feedback.
No,
okay,
sir.
Okay, I got you. No. Let me go back. All right, so I started off with the couple lines where he said, my pen is mightier than the sword because I scribe a living and breathing word. And I took a moment to truly reflect on when we talk about the word, we talk about life, like how the sword brings death, and to me, life supersedes that. So I made reference to when, you know, kind of when you think about, like, we all come from different places, right? I'm sure everybody within earshot of this call, we all have our cultures, our beliefs, our creed, our religions, whatever it is. But that word that we follow that brings life to who we are, that's what I kind of you know, from a metaphorical standpoint, kind of seen that line in. And I spoke about the power and that word, and there was one other, well, it was a lot of key parts, but even when he started, right, the blood that drips from my quill is heard louder than the blood dripping from your steel. Still, while yours is forged in a fire, mine is formed by going through the fire. So yours leaves scars. Yours might leave visible scars, while mine leaves decades of internal scars. See, my cold heart still allows my words to be seen, spoken, and heard. Like, I just think that right there, just the way that it talks about it, just kind of it compares and contrasts, and it's just how it brings life while one brings it down. I just thought that you did a great job, man, in executing that.
Thank you, bro.
Making that thing happen. I just thought it was dope.
See, man, I wasn't alone.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, it got me excited. I told you, I was sitting up there just going through it. When I sit and I'm reading, I get into it, right? my hand hit the button or something. It's like I'm spitting it, like I'm seeing it. So, yeah, that's a compliment, bro. You got me off the air tonight.
Oh, man. Thank you, bro.
See, and you thought it was just me.
J-Rob, the wild son, I know I wasn't off that long. So are you ready to share what our call is tonight?
Yeah.
I'm kind of locked and loaded trying to do something with this topic here. So if y'all could bear with it, brother, let me do my thing. Sure.
My brother, the mic is yours.
My pen is mightier than my sword, but they both cut. You see, one dismembers unlinguistic persona non grata, while the other tears flesh through hooves and feed starving wolves. And there are times that my sword is envious of my pen, and then again, maybe it's the other way around. You see, maybe my pen wishes that it could be dipped in fire instead of being dipped in ink to present fire. And maybe my sword wishes it could zigzag like Zorro over flesh so fast that it looks like ink when the blood drips. With perfect combination of alphabet equations, my pen can hurt feelings in empty barnyards that don't slouch, that make guilty men yell ouch. While my sword protects me, at any given time, it's ready for battle, ready to rumble. It stays sick, and it breathes conflict. There are no gray lines, no compromise. No one can talk out. And when you apologize, my sword is with the shits. Then again, my pen makes mild-mannered men move into action until my satisfaction has been achieved. And as hard as it is to believe my pen can do things my sword can't begin to dream about. But without both of them, I'm just another writer, wishing he said what was on his mind to an enemy or a friend. If only I had a pen when I was bored, or to stomp out inequality with a swoosh of my sword. Neither is mightier than the other, and in a world that's insane, both can create pleasure as well as deliver pain, only because my pen and my sword share the same name. And that's the peace.
Yo,
right.
My pen and my sword are one and the same. They said the same thing. J-Rob, this piece right here was fire. Fire. Man, bruh, yo.
Listen,
I love this piece.
I'm just saying.
I love this piece, man.
Ooh. Okay.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Let me go. Wow. That's probably in my top five of what I would consider my favorite poems. when you started off and said, my pen is mightier than my sword, but they both cut, and then you got into a whole another element when this number is in linguistics, persona non grata. Yo, listen, at that point, my lips formed the acronym WTF because it's kind of to another place, and then what you did with it, where you flipped it, and they're one of the same, the way you ended it, you brought it all together. That's genius, and amazing, amazing, amazing piece. I love it, love, love, love it. So, yeah, I want a copy of that.
My man, thank you so much, bros. Really talk, thank you so, so very much. I appreciate you both. I was hoping to hit the nail on the head with this one, because we always talk about the pen being mightier than a sword and going back and forth and what can we do with it, and I was trying to touch it on that, so thank you for this.
Yeah, you definitely nailed it, Poetic, what you got any more on that, man? That was an amazing fire piece.
Nah, man, that piece was so fire, bro, just... you know what, yo, the position that you took on it, like, when I listen to all three perspectives, it's so different, and your perspective was, I'm not choosing one over the other, they both belong to me, I own them both, and what happens, so bro, respect.
And if
thank
I,
you
I,
so
I,
much,
I gotta,
bro.
I gotta just touch because you just went on something, and I just talk about it as we take time out tonight and get ready to open up these lines, and we start to, you know, we hear poets and the different perspectives of a topic. We talk about iron sharpening iron. I'm just thinking about what type of magic is about to happen as these calls, as these lines open up. So the dance floor is out there popping. We over here, we got callers in queue. We're going to get ready to learn and find out what makes their pen mightier than a sword. And I'm excited, so Poetic, I'm going to turn it back over so we can get the first caller on the line. I'm ready, I'm hyped, let's go.
Hey, man, next caller, first caller is none other than Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, guys, what's going on? my voice is still weak, but I'm with you guys.
Glad you're feeling better.
Good evening, Miss Lips.
Hey, baby. I got all the flavors in here tonight, man. I got the chocolate warrior. I got the vanilla bean. I got the butterscotch love over there. I got all the flavors tonight.
Got all the
that
flavors.
Well, see? Well, I love it when you play nice with us. And she just ain't living in she just ain't living in one world. Welcome to the Get Down, baby.
I'm gonna stay over here on the dance floor, stay out of trouble.
Don't run from me.
Tell him, girl. You tell him, girl.
Stand there and take it like a man. Don't run from me.
I know that's right.
So, Ms. Litt.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Absolutely. Y'all are bringing fire tonight. Y'all have really set the bar high.
I mean, I thank
you
for that. You know, iron sharpens iron, and it's not just these brothers, but the poets that we get to hear. It just keeps on building. So I'm anxious to see where you're about to take us and if you're ready to explain to us why your pen is mightier than the sword, then the mic is yours.
I just finished this piece a few hours ago, and I entitled it Pen and Sword. My pen is my weapon. It overcomes my silent battles, those I fight daily against depression, poverty, loneliness, health battles, and abandonment. through all that life has given and taken away, my pen has never failed me. She is my constant companion, my stability, my comfort, my vixen, my muse. Nights, when sleep won't come, it is she I turn to. She gives me peace in my sorrow, strength in my weakest hour, comfort in erotic fantasy, and sustenance in famine. Truth is, she's battled and won against my sword many times over. In the times when I saw no reason for continuance, it was she who tapped my shoulder and urged me to use her. Write it out. I need you to survive, she told me. And I did as she bade, because taking my life was trivial, but ending hers was murder, and that was a crime I couldn't commit. So yes, my pen has vanquished many a warrior through broken-hearted sentiments, triumph over users, love longed for and lost, and those that death took from me. She has been my solace and my refuge when the storms of existence were too much to bear. So why, you say, why is my pen mightier than my sword? Because in every battle I've faced, she has won. Even this is testimony to her. For had I not had her, the sword would have taken me decades ago. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Ooh-wee.
Okay. Lips.
Lips, and you've just been serviced. Well, live. Anonymity.
That's why I was over there in the corner.
Don't be
but
scared.
But I paid close attention. Mm-mm, I wasn't scared. I paid the client. I didn't say I was peeking. I was just in the corner.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Listen. Okay. Let me start here. First, I want to talk about your writing, if I may.
Okay.
Every week I come on, I get to hear you, and you know, even times we reach out and I get to hear you, and you give a story, you give a very, very, very good visual. You do a very, very unique job of starting at a point and carrying it through. And there's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about with this particular piece that you did. And the pieces that you heard earlier, we took different perspectives, and you even brought another perspective. So where, you know, in Poetics piece, it was kind of like we were speaking about how our pen is literally mightier, has more capability than what the sword can do. It can do more. When J. Rodwell sends that, he flipped it and spoke about the art of how he can use them both to make things and just get great, great, great things with that piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you took it, and the sword for you was the antagonist. It was the depression that you spoke about. You spoke about how your pen overcomes your silent battles. You either went as far as to making you gave a gender to your pen, and you made your pen an ally with you. And you spoke from that point about how what you and your pen accomplished. And then something I mentioned earlier with the piece about when Poetic spit, and he spoke about, you know, how his pen brought life, where the sword brought death. You said the death, you spoke about what the death took from you and how the pen was your refuge. And you gave a very good description about how it defeated the antagonist, the sword. So I love your take on it. I love where you went with it. And I thought it was well written. And I know a lot of times, like I know sometimes when I spit pieces, you know, a lot of times delivery carries me, but you can do it from a calm perspective and carry a person in a soothing atmosphere to understand and feel exactly where you are and where you wanted this poem to go. And I think that you did a very, very good job in executing this piece. Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It always moves me when somebody feels where I'm coming from.
Dang, J-Rob. He leave us nothing to see. I got nothing to say.
The only thing that's left to say is I liked it too.
I liked it too.
I know I can tell you the way sometimes, but look, man, I love the art. I love writing.
Hey, we love it too, man. Hey, but you're doing a good job, man. So we okay with limited commentary. Miss Lips know how we feel about her ink, but yeah, bro, you kind of did say everything, man. You ain't leave us nothing, bro.
Only thing I can say is I sound like the kid, the slow kid on the bus. You're like, how did you like the poem, Johnny? I put my shoes on.
Listen. I want to tell y'all a little secret. So as I was preparing for the show tonight, right, I reached out and I got a preview of this piece. And I told her I wasn't going to say nothing. I said I'm not even going to give any feedback on it. I just wanted to hear it. And I got to really dive into it and listen to it. So my bad, fellas. My bad. I had a heads up.
You did nothing wrong, bro.
Nothing
all
wrong.
Good. This is to get down. This is what we do.
Well, Ms. Lips, I was on there warming up the dance floor. I was over there in that corner over there. So
I'm going to come over there with you for a minute. I'm going to come shake against you for a minute.
Going to rock out on out. Yeah, come on out on the dance floor. You know what I'm saying? And have a drink while you out there. And, you know, you brought some flame tonight. And one love.
I already started with the red wine, so I'm going to have to grab something when I get over there.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow. That's how we start out tonight, man. That's how we start.
That's how we coming off. I want to be anonymity when I grow up.
Right. He getting sneak peeks of the pieces, you know. Okay.
You know,
hey, I love it. He
get to taste the batter before anybody else. I'm like, really? That's what we're doing?
Right. That's what we're doing? Okay.
This is Nana House now? Okay.
Nah. See, I ain't even thinking. That's why I went over this corner. You say that, man.
Yes, sir.
But man, listen, we're gonna keep this topic rolling. So, Poetic, who's next on the line?
Bro, next up on the line we got Amelia T. Davis.
Welcome. Hello, Miss Amelia.
Good evening, Kings.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Very
bless,
good evening.
Bless King.
What did you say?
I said, bless Queen. Welcome to the Get Down.
Thank you. I still don't understand what was the thing you said. It sounded like blood something.
It was blessed. Blessed Queen. So I was just welcoming you to the Get Down.
Okay. Well, I'm very pleased to be here, gentlemen.
Glad to have you.
Very good evening.
So,
are you ready to jump in
with a topic for us? Are you ready to tell us why your pen is mightier than the sword?
Yes.
Well, in that case, I'm going to give you the mic. I'm going to turn the mic over to you to bless us tonight.
Okay. this piece is called Mightier Than a Sword. The Lord bestowed a gift upon me on my birth to inspire the masses. Words hold the power of life and death. Joy and sorrow felt through droplets of ink. The quill can slice and dice your ego into tiny shards of humble pie. It can also have you soaring above the earth on a jubilant flight into the atmosphere. God spoke the world into existence. Words are just that powerful. We have been given the same power here on earth to shine his light into the darkness, to bring our brothers, sisters into the heavenly family. Using my pen to slay the dragon, defeating the demonic enemy of mankind. My pen is versatile as I write the injustices of hate and bringing about awareness and inspiring positive changes. Spelling out romantic and sensual emotions, a man-woman union beyond compare, swirling around in a dance of words, love cascading across the universe, the papayas absorbing the fluid from my quill as my wisdom is expressed. My pen is mightier than a double-edged sword because the Holy Spirit empowers every droplet of ink. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
I do.
All right now. All right now.
Who's first?
I'm going to pass it to one of you brothers to begin. I wouldn't want to take it. I'm going to let you guys go first.
Actually, Poetic, what do you think?
Hey, man, I dug this piece, too. I genuinely like this as well. It's definitely a different side of your pen in terms of this topic. And I like the angle that you went with it. Phenomenal ink. J-Rock.
This is very melodic for me. You know I'm a jazz fan. But I'm listening to her do this piece, and I'm hearing violins real slow and somber-like. And she's just giving us these words while those violins are, and nothing is sped up. Everything is going very slow and melodic while she's giving it like a sermon. And I just dug the whole issue as to how she brought this whole piece together. So I really enjoyed it.
Agreed.
Anonymity.
Agreed. Yeah. This piece had power over life and death. This piece was humble. This piece gave vision. This piece gave versatility. This piece spoke about emotion using in the words that was used. This piece spoke about accountability of your pen, what you can do with it, what you can reach. It was a total, for me, it was just a total understanding. It didn't need to be anything more than what it was for me. So I enjoyed the piece. Very, very, very good poem. Very, very, very good vision in this piece. I like that. Yeah. I like it.
Agreed.
I truly appreciate all of your feedback, Kings. I'm so glad you guys enjoyed it. And I accomplished my goal. And much love to all of you. Continued successes. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Love,
come on out with us on the dance floor. We over here rocking out. You're going to come dance with us, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, look, I'll meet you over here on the dance floor. One love, one mic.
Okay.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Amelia T. Davis with that piece. Man, that's how we did. This what we doing tonight, huh, brothers? This what we doing tonight?
That's y'all.
Man, listen, doing a wonderful one. I mean, Poets is doing a very good job tonight. Like, what I'm hearing is a very good, like, the perspectives where they're coming from to explain the might of their pen. I just like the fact that they took time and you know, expanded on it. And to see the vision and to hear what's coming from it is what I was hoping would come from this topic. So kudos to that. And, man, let's get the next caller going. I'm ready to rock.
All right, next up, man, is none other than our good brother, Divine Demon. What's good with you, bro?
What's going down? How y'all feeling?
Feeling good, man. How you feeling?
Divine, it's a great Demon. Night, man.
What did you say, J-Rob?
I said, it's good to hear you, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Good to be heard. How you doing, Anonymity?
Man, listen, brother. I'm chilling. I'm doing great. Man, listen, it's good to hear you. Definitely. I mean, I'm excited about this. So my brother, I mean, listen, I'm ready to get into some poetry. So, I mean, are you ready to tell us why your pen is mightier than a sword tonight?
Yes, I am. Well, it's like this. I never had a fight in my life with my pen or knife. I can cut a grain of rice twice. Let me say it again because y'all didn't hear me. I never had a fight in my life with my pen or knife. I can cut a grain of rice twice.
You shot with that blade, boy. You shot with that blade,
right.
Boy.
Right, right.
Go ahead, bro. We heard you, bro. We was thinking that was going to be part of your piece.
I didn't want to interrupt.
I'm
just asking you a question. This piece is called I'm a Pimp. I'm a pimp. Stand by as I spit fly, and you get high as I walk a demon drops about the sky. I'm a pimp. See, I don't pimp hoes. I pimp flows. I never question why I was chose. A few to them and those. Peeps. Now I stay woke as I go deep. Pay attention to my diction. I ain't stalking. Got you walking in your sleep. I got an awesome array of adjectives on the avenue. I'm tumultuous with an attitude. I assume one would be confused on how to diagnose the hysterics of my lyrics and how I train conscience like Protestants. Well, I conclude. I think I'm participants like I'm proud. They say I'm larger than charged, like endowed. I'm like a drain in the rain from a nimble stratus cloud being a straight there digit. Because my in track is intact, leaving an impression and an insightful impact. I instruct my flow to never look another pen in the hand. No time for bullshit when I'm spitting, so I must take a stand. I strike fast like a flash or a master named Grand. I want the sequel to being equal, and my intro is integral, never ever planned. I'm a pimp, a poet with infectious and mesmerizing prose. Finally, as I bring this to a finale, I must assimilate an assembly of assemblies, whistling and misting like a gentle breeze. Just hit me gently. I don't really pimp flows. They methodically and masterfully sent me in peace. I'm a peace divine demon.
Yo.
This brother here.
I would say he's a pimp.
Yo, go on.
Hey, yo, Divine Demon. The way you come up with your stuff and your metaphors, bro, you be crazy.
Appreciate it.
But I dig this piece, man. It's a dope piece, man. I'm a fan, bro. I'm a pimped out fan.
Anonymity.
Divine Demon. Bro, listen. First time I heard you, I was instantly like your metaphors, it's crazy. You definitely pimp that piece. Okay. But I'm gonna do something. I want an opportunity to offer you something, because I think you can. It's something with that piece that you can pimp it. And I can. This is my opinion, because I love the piece. And you can pimp it just a little bit harder. And the only thing I would say is, because like an ear like mine could keep up with you, but for some people maybe they. I would just say slow that down for them. And I know when you a pimp, they got to keep up. That's what pimps do. You know what I mean? And I'm right there with you, because I understood why you was a pimp. Because I caught everything that you said, because I talked that language when it's time to be taught. You know what I mean? But that would just be the only thing I would say. So if you want to catch those ears and catch those listeners, I would just kind of like let them know, like, why you a pimp. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to look. It can keep up a little bit better. That would be my only, But dope. Right. I'll bro.
Appreciate the input. Yeah, you're right. I got it. My problem is my mouth is quicker than my eyes, so I'm trying to get them in sync. Sometimes they don't really find.
No. Listen. I'm just the opinion of one poet, and I didn't even do it for me, because I was right there with you. If it wasn't for me thinking about, I just think about, I don't know, you know, the diversity of different callers that might call, and I don't want to lose nobody. You understand what I'm saying? So I just don't, you know, but because your wordplay is crazy. Like, it's something that's magnificent. The word I would give that. That's something that is very unique. And to keep it honest, not to slow it down doesn't do you any injustice. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I'm only offering that as some listeners may not keep up, but I dug everything that you're saying. You had something to say. It was a hot piece.
I appreciate it. Honestly, I got to say this. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, and you're correct, but J-Rod writes all my pieces, so I got to give him the credit.
You snitched. You snitched.
My
he said you was going to keep that to yourself.
My man.
You snitched. Oh, I hate him.
Yeah. All right, son, what you got for the piece that you wrote, bro?
I hate him.
Hey, check us in the mail, bro.
My man.
Yo,
my man.
Gangster.
Straight gangster with that.
Definitely. Nah, look, he picked that.
For real, he pimped that with the backhand.
He pimped that. Well, look, Divine Demon, my
yes,
brother.
Sir.
Is you ready to get out there on the dance floor, man, party with the rest of us? Yeah, I mean, matter of fact,
yeah,
a couple drinks on me. Around on me.
All right, appreciate that, man. Give me that vanilla crown so I can get out.
Nah, bro, I got your glass of peach. Got your glass of peach. Pay attention to the pineapple. Should be coming out this summer, y'all. But I got your glass of peach, bro.
Lord.
All right. One love, one mic, bro. All
right. Y'all stay cool.
You too, bro.
My man,
ladies and gentlemen, Divine Demon, killing it. Wow.
Yes, Divine Demon.
That was hot.
Once again. That was hot to death. They bringing it tonight. I'm loving it. So for the listeners out there, once again, you're tuned into For Real Entertainment Network, and this is Epiphany Radio. And tonight we are presenting to you The Get Down. I'm your host, Anonymity. I'm joined by my co-host, Poetic, and J-Rob. The Wise Son.
That's me.
Tonight's topic is you're telling us why your pick is mightier than the sword. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And a big shout out to our CEO, the one and only author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet
Douglas.
So we're talking about what why your pen is mightier than a sword, and it's, this show is hot tonight. J-Rob, thoughts on it?
So yes, sir. I'm in a different space right now because I'm digging what's happening before my ears. And because I'm digging this and people are gravitating towards the topic, bro, this is absolutely positively outstanding. I'm digging it. What about you, Van?
Man, I am loving this. This is a dope topic. And, man, shout out. Hey, y'all, can y'all give Anonymity a big hand clap, big round of applause? His second week doing hosting duties. And this brother is like a natural, you know. And the poetry is on fire, man, tonight. It's got me wanting to write a whole nother piece to this. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Because all these different perspectives always creates more creativity within the artist. So, dope show, man. Dope show.
Really digging it.
Man, look, I appreciate the love. I appreciate the encouragement. You know, I mean, you know, we learn, man. We come out here and get comfortable with our people. These are folks. This is what we do. So, you know, I'm just amongst family. And it feels good.
Absolutely.
To be here. And I'm definitely excited about what's going down. So on that note, I'm still anxious to get to the next caller.
Next up on the mic, we got one half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy. Y'all, we got La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Hey, John. Anonymity, excellent job you're doing. Excellent.
How come you give him his stage name and you give me and Van our government name?
Oh, my God. I can't get the break. Poetic.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Van.
I mean, there's people out there that don't need to know my name. I'm just like,
right.
You know, I might have warrants or something.
Right.
She's like, hi, John.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right,
hi, John.
Let me start over. How you doing, Poetic? Hey, J. Rob, the wise son. Anonymity.
Hey.
Hello,
how you doing?
You how you doing? I can't
how
get
the break. I'm good.
I gotta say, when you got announced, okay, for that moment, for that split second, right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I suddenly was in the presence of greatness. I remember our interaction last week, right? And I was like, "Wow!" I remember your name was with Nagra, and I was like, it felt like it was like Dominique LaRue. Like, I was on some,
thank you.
Don't be soft-soaping her. Don't be soft-soaping her.
Shut up, John.
I'm just
let
saying
him talk.
That this is my vibe. What happened to me?
You gotta go in. Anonymity, you got her blushing, and she's like, tell me more about my eyes. Please.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm humbled by that. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Because I'm a fan. I am definitely a fan. And y'all just once again, you have set the bar high. Y'all make me nervous. And I totally forgot to. You know what? All day I was doing other stuff. I really, really was. And up until the show started, you know, with the elevator music, I was like, oh, my God, I got to write something. And then I was cool. I was writing. Until you play, Lord have mercy. That's my song. I stopped. I got totally distracted by it. And I'm like, oh, my God. I can't raise my hand yet because I ain't finished. Can't be doing that to me. That's that work right there. That's my jam. I finished something up.
Well, tell me tonight, are you ready to tell us why your pen is mightier than the sword.
I'm going to give it a try to explain it to y'all. Yes. Yes.
Okay. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is untitled. My pen will always be mightier than the sword because the ink that flows through it is just as sharp. But it is irreversible once the words that have been written are read and heard. Because unlike the steel blade, no matter how heated it gets, words penned can't be melted down and formed to look like something else. Because they're forged in the fire that burns in the pit of the heart. They cannot be taken back or erased from the mind, the soul, or the heart. Words penned can shape mindset, soften the heart, and comfort the body. Granted, the feelings can be hidden and put at bay, yet they remain a part of you for always. The effect from how they affect you is a permanency. So I pen what I think because I've lived through something. Not just existing, but living. I'm alive. I write because my ink is a necessary purpose. With my pen, I oppose conflict and I enchant instead of creating war and shedding blood. I know that I spit power with my words because they always let me know that I paint a picture of the other side where peace lives. A sword may cut your skin, but a pen will touch your heart. And the pen will always be mightier than the sword. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Okay.
So,
wow.
I'll begin. Wow. Okay. Let me go here. I would love, if you don't mind, to inbox me a copy of that poem.
Sure.
Okay. I enjoy your ink. I do. I love it. Was, if I were to put a description on it earlier, I believe it was Poetic that said, he talked about, well, I'm going to tell you where I was at. It was candles. It was. Because, I mean, it felt like home. It carried me where I was able to get a nice, mellow vibe from your ink. And I was able to understand exactly where you was coming from. And I think that you did a good job in keeping it on the topic where, because it all flowed and it was just a very, very, very nice piece written. So, yeah, my feedback to that.
Thank you.
Nice.
Wow. Thank you. Awesome.
J-Rock?
I'm just impressed of how she put this together. Now, I've been bothering her about wordplay in certain instances, but this one had really intricate wordplay, and I just dug how she put all this together. And could you do me a solid, please? The very last line to this piece, can you give it to me one more time, please?
Yeah. A sword may cut your skin, pen will touch your heart, and the pen will always be mightier than the sword.
So the pen is always mightier than the sword, not sword. Okay, I'm digging that. I'm really digging
sword. Please stop pronouncing that W. It is silent. Just as the H is silent in the word ghost. We don't say ghost. We say ghost. Don't you shush me.
Who's shushing me? Now you did that, Jay Brown. John, you did that. I wasn't going to say anything.
How could J-Rock?
Why J-Rock got to get blamed for everything? We got no weapon.
I was not going.
That's right. J-Rock does not have a sword. He does not have a sword.
No. I wasn't going to say anything.
Yes, you were.
Pronunciation is my
pet
peeve. Y'all know how I am.
You were going to say something. You're so combative and so defensive. You were.
I wasn't going to say anything. I promise you, I wasn't going to say anything. I said I wanted to. But
ladies and gentlemen, La Perla Negra was definitely going to say something.
I wasn't.
Wink, wink.
Yes.
I wasn't.
Wink, wink.
But please, gentlemen, please. I know you guys, all three of you guys, are very well educated. I know you're very well spoken. Please stop.
Says who? How do you know? Says who?
Because
we're educated.
I've heard you speak of y'all gone to university. You've had higher education. All of that good stuff. You are some of the most well-spoken men that I have had the chance to talk to.
Our degrees? Have you seen our degrees?
Have had conversations, several conversations with you. Okay.
I visited a college. I didn't go to college. Visited.
Guess what? I didn't go to college at all. Okay. I went past when I didn't even visit. I went past them. I've rode past them. I've walked past them. I've even jogged past them when I could, when my knees was good. But I know y'all. Why did you do that? You purposely did. You knew I was going to say. Oh.
We knew you were going to say something.
Right.
I mean, we just helped you along.
I got y'all numbers. That's all right. Give me your phone number. Mm-hmm.
But Dynamite Peace, Daniel, I just love the way that you said sword. I loved it. I love it. This piece was so amazing, so awe-inspiring. Oh, man, got me want to go and take my sword off the mantle place so I can use it to cut through some rice like my man Divine Demons did. This piece was just...
Rice. Oh, where's my Tylenol? Oh, my God. Lord have mercy.
Dynamic piece. Dynamic piece.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Miss LaNegra. Yes. La Pearl. Are you ready to get on out there to that dance floor and join us, but don't go nowhere?
I'm here.
But don't go away yet, because I want to announce something with you here.
Okay.
So I was given an opportunity to kind of have a little autonomy on how to approach the show. And so I wanted to announce that we're going to do something a little special for the Get Down tonight, okay? So I don't want you to go nowhere, but I'm going to kind of announce that now.
Okay.
We're going to get into a little song, and we're going to give everybody on the call an opportunity to raise a hand. And we're going to jump back into some poetry, but for tonight, because I think we're going to eventually do another round two of what makes your pen mightier than a sword, but... Just because tonight there's a vibe, okay? So just bear with me here now. Nobody, I'm not going to say too much, but there's a vibe. And I just like to have fun with some poetry. So you can bring back some poetry, topic of your choice, and get some hands in the air. I'm going to come back after the song. Is that cool? You're going to stick around for us, Ms. La Pearl?
I'm here.
Right,
I'm
cool.
Here. I got to write a letter to higher management. So I'm here.
It's only going to fall on deaf ears. They're probably just sitting
there. No,
no,
it isn't. Florida.
It's just going to sit there. You see that pile? Do y'all see that pile of letters in the corner? Yep, that's from Letters for Higher Management. Signed, Higher Management.
Oh, I got to go walk over to the CEO's house. You know, I'm within walking distance of the CEO's house.
You know, one of the great things about the CEO, in case you didn't know, let me help you. You ready? Let me help you. You know what he's going to say? I'm retired. Please talk to the station manager. Baby, baby.
Bing bong. See,
cut the cord.
See? Do you see what I have to contend with? Do you see this? It is absolutely unnecessary.
Get on over to the dance floor. Get another piece. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get all ready.
Right.
One love, one mic.
One love,
one love, one mic.
Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready for a quick song? And I think it's only fitting that the song selection that I've chosen only deals with one of the lyricists in the hip hop game. But I'll just let him go ahead and do his thing.
Here I am, R-A-W, a terrorist, here to bring trouble to phony and seize. I move on and seize, I just conquer and solve another rapper with ease. Cause I'm at my apex and others are below, nothing but a milliliter. I'm a kilo, second to none, making MCs run, so don't try to step to me, cause I ain't the one. I believe rappers just like Tylenol, and they know it, so I don't see why you all try to front, perpetrating a stunt, when you know that I smoke you up like a blunt. I'm genuine like Gucci, raw like sushi, the stage of rage is what rap did to me, to make me wanna create chaos and mayhem, cold rock a party. Until the AM, I'll make a muscle, grab the mic and hustle. While you stand dazed and amazed, I'll bust a little rhyme with authority, superiority, and captivate the whole crowd's majority. The rhymes I use definitely amuse, better than Dynasty or Hill Street Blues. I'm sure to score and door for more without a floor, cause I get raw. Like a reverend, rapper star severing, and in my lifetime, believe I've never been beaten or eaten and just tooken out. You know, come to think about it, I keep them things looking out and real nervous when I'm at your service. So give me that title, boy, you don't deserve this. I work like a slave to become a master, and when I say a rhyme, you know that it has to be perfectly fitted, cause I'm committed. The entertainer and trainer and Kane are getting with it. I go and flow and grow to let you know I damage you. I'm not an amateur, but a professional, a questioner without doubt, superb. So full of action, my name should be a verb. My voice will float on every note when I clear my throat. That's all she wrote. The minute that the cane starts to go on, believe it's gonna be smooth sailing, so on. As I put other rappers out of their misery, get them in a battle and make them all history. Ruling and schooling, and sees that I'm drooling. Watch them all take a fall as I sit back cooling on my throne with the bronze microphone. God bless the child that can hold his own, cause I can roar.
Ain't it good, good? Ain't it good, good?
Chillin', killin' like a villain. The meaning of raw is ready and willing to do whatever is clever. Take a loss, never. And the rhymes I bust, coming off as must. And I come off hard with rhymes that are odd. I rip the microphone and leave it scarred. Never smoking or hitting or taking a sniff. Only question MCs that be trying to rip. I get strong and titanic, do work like a mechanic. Make MCs panic, they all get frantic and skeptic. Like a girl on a contraceptive as I rock, but hey, what you expected? I'll get raw for you just like a warrior, rather like a samurai. And I'll be damned if I ever let a Fisher Price MC hang. The rhyme's a toy, nothing but yin-yang. Tool for battle on the microphone. Bring your own casket in tombstone, and I'ma preach your funeral. Tell me who in the world could ever come with more. I get more.
That don't know who that is, that beast, Big Daddy Kane,
with Raw.
Yo, I just went old school on them in here. I got about my seat, man, and was really up on the dance floor. Like, that just took me back. I spit the whole joint.
I know that's right, man. I know that's right. I mean, I had some others that I could have played, but Big Daddy Kane is a classic, you know. Just that album, 1988, Long Little Kane, that album was special.
Mm.
Ain't no hashtag.
Say that again.
That album was special.
School and Scrap Love It. I had Ain't No
yes,
Hashtag. And I had Raw.
Yes, sir.
Young Gifted and Black. I remember that.
Yes. One. Young Gifted and Black. Ooh, man.
I remember that.
Listen. It was yeah.
Fire. So man, look, we're gonna get into, I'm liking what's happening, but we're gonna go in and get into a little round two here. You know what I'm saying? We're just gonna open it up. But it's something that I need to get off my chest. It's off topic, but I never shared it, man. It's just something that I wanted to. So if you don't mind, if I may just for a minute just borrow back the mic, I just want to get this off my chest. And with, you know.
Mic is yours,
okay,
bro.
That's okay with, you know, my brothers. I can recall a throwback with a late great artist, formerly known as Prince. There are 23 positions in a one-night stand before she was granted the full contingency to get off. Now, as an artist myself, I felt obligated to challenge his equation. So I multiplied his perspectives using various levels of persuasion, offered 69 rotations upon my tongue to challenge his theory of relativity, and I retorted. After the first 5 positions of infusing chemistry through sexual relations, I watched as she began to get off. And with just the mere thought of filling my flesh upon her flesh, she tapped out, compelling me to finish having to satisfy myself. Now, using visual stimulation of me mentally, I'm going to say having my way with her, through the skillful art of masturbation, I proved that the late great artist, formerly known as Prince, to be either wrong or lacking the creativity found simply through poetry. And I'll leave it up to y'all to decide whose theory is right or wrong. You see, my pen is definitely mightier than my sword. I just had to get that off. I'm going to go on mute for a second.
Yo, J-Rap, you hear this?
That's you your boy. That's your boy. I'm like, really? That's where we at?
Oh, man, that's where we at, bro. I dig it.
I mean, listen.
Nope. I dig it, though.
Dope, big. My man said, man, he had to finish himself off. My man.
The self-pleasure principles are what they are.
Yeah.
Okay. So, with that piece, I hope I answer nobody, but I found it funny, right? But that was just, we can go anywhere on topic, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm going to pass the mic to my brothers. J-Rod, you got something you want to share with us, or how you want to...
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take it biblical for a hot second. I'm going to take this one biblical because one of my favorite lines in the Bible says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So if we looked into blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, but my question is, what are they about to inherit? Are they ready to inherit giant lies, dressed in disguise, to be propped up like shiny gold Olympic medallions that hide the ugly truth? Or do they want to inherit a world gone mad with wealthy people that don't care about those they barely know or step over? Or are they okay with being the same snobbish snobs and hobgob that don't want to know who we are or who we aren't? Why are the meek so blessed? when being blessed, always suggests that we should be happy with whatever we've been ever had when we have nothing to be happy about. I mean, let's be serious. Whoever wrote that was kidding, right? And I've really been poor. I mean, really been poor. And there were no advantages to having to eat sugar sandwiches while wishing to be able to forget about something that happened today. I mean, I was meek, but damn it, man, I was hungry. So if the meek shall inherit the earth, shouldn't we do something to make it better for all of us than some of us so that all of us can enjoy God's bounty equally together? Or I'm just dreaming again. Poem.
Whoa. The meek shall inherit the earth. I love your direction on this. Perspective and ink. Deeper shade of soul, my brother.
Thank you, bro.
Anonymity.
Okay. Wow. Okay. First, is that you want to go back in for verse and respect?
Say again, bro.
That makes you want to go back in reverse and repent, bro.
But, what I can't hear him.
But that's a definite testament to how good that piece was for me. So,
that's what's up.
Phenomenal ink. Very, very. I mean, glad you gave us that one. Glad I got to hear it. Yo, listen. Wow. Amazing piece. Amazing. I love it.
Thank you, family. I appreciate you, bro.
Poetic.
This piece was a prompt, an impromptu prompt, if you will, live on air from a one Gwen C. So it's called Are We Aligned? For a moment, let's have an honest conversation about the direction our souls are truly headed. Our sexual DNA is embedded, and our chemistry concoction of pheromones creates a euphoric explosion in our erogenous zones. But there is a component that the physical aspect can't touch or connect. See, we need to make sure we have a lover soul alignment, because my passion is so high and free from any BS derailment. Because this journey is about soaring above the clouds together. And in this movement, I need to know if our goals are forever. Forever entangled with a unique pattern of success. Please be more useful than useless. Because my commitment needs to be met with alignment. That creates a pathway for our chakras to help place us further into a position of agreement. And we have a plethora of ideas where we complement our relationship design. And our molecules synchronize as we align, to break generational curses, show our sons and daughters how not to end up in hearses, but come to a complete understanding of what love truly looks like. And I'm demanding you and I become vertical while we play horizontal, create wealth beyond our years so we can eliminate all fears, prepare a loyalty feast, one where we dine and sup at pleasure's tables so at last we can make a dedication to consistency. Bounce back from heartbreak with resiliency. So, sweetheart, I hope and pray you can handle it. Being in alignment with me as we take life by the horns and murder it. In peace.
That's hot. That's hot. I dig that. Let's take life by the horns and murder it. I like this. Go ahead with your sexy Casanova self. Anonymity, what do you think, brother?
Yo, I'm a tight. First, thank you, poet. Right? Thank you. Because I just wanted just for a minute to talk about what feels to me like chemistry. Right? That poem was, it just took what we just did. We talk about, we open up the lines for everything. I just think that was just so greatly balanced from where it bounced to and how it bounced there, and the way that was written, or that was
again, there's some things I deem beautiful poetry. I think that you articulated each stanza, each line, the way that you just brought it together. I love what you did with that piece. So, again, it's my pleasure to behold, to be here, to be able to join in this with you. I'm grateful. So thank you, brothers. Real talk.
Wow. Oh, man, thank you, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
All this is happening because of your vision of creativity for the show. So we appreciate you and we thank you.
Yeah, what Van said.
Well, brothers, well, we got callers ready to come and just give us more. So I'm ready to open up the lines and take off.
All right, we're gonna bring back Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, baby. I'm hanging in here waiting on you. Y'all are funny. I've been in here cracking up, laughing out loud by myself, listening to y'all.
Oh, man. Dude, that's from hanging around a bar a little bit too much. That's what that'll do. Yeah, I mean, I know we're supposed to be on the dance floor and all
guys.
That, but
that's these guys.
The dance floor, it's a couple people out there, but everybody chilling at the bar. That's what I've seen. I'm not old. Did I say that? That wasn't me.
All right, so I guess I got to get this piece. I got to get this piece off and then go out there and shake my ass and get everybody moving, huh?
That part.
Yep.
Hear no evil. That's why I be in the corner. Well, I'm over there. That's my spot. That's my base. 1, 2, 3, that's my base. Y'all, Big Daddy Kane. My air.
My air is too.
So, listen, I'm gonna get ready to step out your way and turn the mic over to you. That's what we're going to do. So, the mic is yours.
I appreciate it. This piece is called I Write. Tapping that vein to take another hit, a new pen full of beautiful black ink. I write out my feelings, frustrations, and fears. I write when nobody can understand my tears. I write when I'm suffering and feeling alone. I write because sometimes I don't feel at home. I write when my body is missing the touch of someone who loves me and needs me so much. I write when the media shows me harsh things and I can't comprehend all the trouble it brings. I write because I write, and I write because it's right, and I write in the day, and I write in the night, but mostly I write because it never fails to stay with me through all this life does entail. Because all through my life, so much fell away, and no one believed in what I had to say but my pen. So understand, my lifelong addiction is poetry, and it's my lifelong mission to express. So if you trying to understand me, come listen to the fly speak of my poetry. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Listen.
Okay. I don't know what it was about that poem, but I'm going to tell you. For some reason, it was something, and I caught it when she was saying, I write, and she was hitting it. I was two-stepping. Like, I was out there on the dance floor. I wasn't even at the bar. I was over there. I wasn't even in the corner. I came out in two-step. And for me, the two-step, I enjoyed what I heard.
Thank you.
Yo, first of all, I don't know about y'all, but I enjoy being serviced by some Lips.
Somebody was going to say it. Somebody was going to say it.
No,
It might as well had to be me. I'm just saying. Because, my God, peace. I love the peace. But that clothes, man, that clothes will have you hemmed up in a corner somewhere. With the,
right.
Baby, turn the lights down low.
Back on me.
Dynamic Ink. His lips, Dynamic Ink. J-Rock.
Thank you.
The whole time she's spitting this, all I'm listening to is All the Places I Would Kiss You.
Oh,
then she
yeah.
ends with, "You've just been served by these lips." I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Places I Would Kiss You. That, so if y'all checking out the event page, it's in there. You'll understand. Go to the event page. I'm digging it. I'm digging it. So thank you. I'm digging it.
You're
Anonymity.
Quite welcome. I think he went back to the corner.
He went back to the corner.
Listening. No. I was over there. I'm back out. I'm back out. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't no trouble because I ain't even, when I heard the servicing part, you know, that's my cue to just go different way because I'm trouble. Ms. Litz,
I love all y'all. Y'all are a mess.
That'd
so,
be them. They be acting up.
Who? I'm just here enjoying the ride. It is a very, very. I'm enjoying the night. Let's be honest. The energy is exactly everything. This is everything that I could have envisioned like it being. It's just I'm so glad to be here. It's an opportunity that I didn't even know what I was getting into to get here. I just, like I said, the way I stepped in, some time when the stars align, it's a beautiful thing. And I'm enjoying it, man. This is nice. This is I appreciate everybody calling in, sharing your ink. Keeping it just got me thinking about what the next topic should be and how we should even approach it. So as I say that, if you again within this earshot of my voice, throw some topics out there, like some things that y'all want to really talk about. Like let us know what it is that, you know, just take a shot. I mean, throw something in the inbox. I mean, it don't even matter. And depending on how many entries we get, we can narrow down topics and do it a certain way, and we can definitely offer the show that y'all want to hear. I mean, I would love to do that. That would be great to me. So, you know, that's just something to throw out there. So, Ms. Lips, you still with us, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's just, you know, that's just putting it out there. And, yeah, just to get down. I came here to get down. So, I'm going to go in and escort you over here to the dance floor. This time I'm going to take you
all right, darling.
And one love, one mic. And
one love, one mic.
Yeah. Catch up with you over there. Wow. It's the get down. So, we're having a good time tonight. We still got callers on the line. So, we're going to just get ready to go into the next poet. So, Poetic, who we got?
Next up, we're going to bring back Amelia T. Davis.
Hello.
So, here I am.
So glad you stayed with us. Come back on and bless the mic again. You enjoy yourself on the dance floor?
My phone is on empty, so I'm going to try to get this piece done before it dies. If it does, I'll call back. It's called Pen Explosion. Pen Explosion. King's excellent wordplay has my mental in a swirl. Drinking from his inkwell has me intoxicated, sliding my lips upon his strong and mighty pen. As his pen drips, I lick up every drop. I deep throat every noun, verb, an adjective. His words coursing through my veins like heroin. Metaphors and similes are our foreplay. As his pen slides into my consciousness, I slip into a euphoria of droplets. His creamy chocolate pen penetrating my imagination, conducting a vortex of his stimulation. His elixir of ink cascades through my nervous system with an electricity of desire. His coil pumping hard and fast upon my notepad of intellect. You see, it's spiritual. God spoke the world into existence. Words are powerful, and his are unadulterated fire. In turn, my pen is set on fire, dripping nectar upon the pages, flying through space and time where love reigns supreme, wandering through the universe with my mind's eye, bringing the fire of the ancients upon the papayas, my wisdom exposed to all as I drip nectar. Trees absorbing the intelligence, unattainable passion dripping on the pages. He devours, consumes, delights his queen united in rhyme, our souls intertwined in a dance of the verbal. Ink rivers flowing into the cosmic brings a supernova of a literary kind. Fire to fire brings atoms bursting, embers falling like rain upon the consciousness. Two pens explode. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
I don't want your phone to cut off, so I'm going to get in really quick, if I may. Wow, unexpected. The metaphors were great, and I got a poem that made me want to kind of collab with that. Yeah, amazing piece. Poetic.
Nah, this is I love the metaphors. I love the visual imagery that it created. Dope Ink, Amelia. I love this piece. J-Rock.
This is a cascade of metaphors. Just an overflowing picture of metaphors that hit the spot right on time. I really enjoyed it. Really, truly enjoyed it. Thank you for this.
Yeah, amazing. So we wanted to run through and give you some quick feedback, because that was just so much more I wanted to get into. So I don't want it to cut off. So hurry up, catch us over here on the dance floor, and listening as long as you can, because we're right here with you, okay?
We can talk in the inbox, but I got to hang up, but I'll call back on my other phone. Much love, y'all.
Okay, one love, one mic to you.
One love, one mic. Later.
Later. Wow. Hey, I wish I could have gave a little bit more feedback on her poem directly to her, but I know she's still listening in for the moment. Man, I really like what she did. That was a metaphorically masterpiece. In a sense,
indeed.
Like when you think about it, it's something that it was unexpected for me. I didn't expect you to go there.
it was definitely nice. Definitely nice. All right. We're going to bring back La Pearl La Negra.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm back.
Hello.
Hello.
Good. I felt that again. There was that glow. It was just came through. It was like the sunrise in the room. I felt it. It was like royalty for a moment. It was like the live version of Coming to America 2 after they had it off.
Oh, I appreciate that. I really do.
Okay.
Is that an echo?
My, simply marvelous. Give me some of that strong J, baby. Give me some of that strong J.
You got
Oh my God.
Sorry. All right, right. That's what's up, though. I appreciate it all. I really do. Y'all know I love and love. That's what's up. Found another piece, though. I think I found it. Okay.
Well, all right. Mike belongs to you.
Thank you. This is called You Are Your Home. And this is actually a prompt from the Get Down. I think it was last year, maybe the year before last. But this is called Spit That Shit. Spit that shit. And let them know that on this side of the world, the bond with peace will never be broken. Because you've made friends with the monster under the bed, so they can't hate you out of loving yourself. The highs, the lows, the indiscreet indiscretions. Nah, they ain't disappear. They just took up residency where it started a long time ago. It's a different climate over here. Spit that shit. And let them know that you apologized to yourself already and accepted it. For those times you've chosen to be selfish and turned away from your need to turn within. For nurturing and to tend to parts of your body you allowed to become a battlefield. Because while the ones who were scarring you and took your innocence and sanity away, the pretenders, manipulators were playing you for the fool and had you believing it was your fault. Nobody showed you that it was okay not to be okay. Spit that shit. And let them know you don't have to hide how smart you are because you are the great. You are greater than your mistakes. Shit, without flaws, faults, and mistakes, there would be nothing to work for or nothing to look forward to. No balance. So you can't see the light without darkness. Fix that shit because now you're a Sunday morning sunrise. A Wednesday afternoon glass of wine and a Friday sunset. Breathe easy, baby. So spit that shit. And let them know that you didn't just go through the fire. Hell, you're the flame that makes the fire burn brighter. So they better recognize and tread cautiously in their approach because you are absolutely in love with you. You know who you are. And if they're not willing to share in that love with you, I promise you they'll be burned. And that's it.
Peace.
Flame on.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Brother, the rest is y'all. The rest is y'all.
Well, one thing's for certain, there was no sword in this piece. This piece was exquisite as well. Dynamic Ink. I love it when they come through J Rob and they bring back some old Get Down prompt pieces. Makes me feel good, man. Makes me feel good. See just how far their pens stretch. Dope ink, Danyo. Dope ink.
Thank you.
Anonymity, my brother.
Yo, nothing but that poem, that the way she gave that poem. Hit that shit, huh?
Say nothing. I say nothing.
That was the prompt from the Get Down, guess it was.
Listen, I say nothing.
No, yo, listen. That's the first thing when you
say
said
nothing.
That starting off. Yep, starting off. I was like, huh? Okay.
Yep.
J-Rob,
like,
I picked the show that day. That was J-Rob's show. He picked that day.
That was the first time that Van wrote my poetry. I remember very well.
I can't say the accuracy. I can say the blasphemy.
It outlasts for me.
La Pearl and Negra, before we send you back to the dance floor, Can you let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio Universe?
I sure can. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am in Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Sam the Man Phillips. And that's a place where you can come release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Wednesday nights at 9 here on Epiphany Radio, I am one half host of the Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, the topic, as usual, is up in the air. We're playing around with something, but I know whatever we come up with, y'all going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right.
So Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, cut you in the Love Zone. I will. I've got plans now for this Wednesday night and probably the next year. I'm just marking some things down for my calendar because my Wednesday night looks booked for sure. And then you said the other. Yeah, I'll cut. Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm just taking notes.
That's what's up. Come on by. I got an awesome mixologist and everything, but you have to understand the mixologist is off limits. That one right there, she belongs to
definitely off limits.
You got that one. He already fighting off the other dudes that's coming at her. You know, but I have to give you a heads up.
I ain't got to worry about me. I don't cause no trouble. I can come in, peek in, stay in corners. I'm on my business.
Yeah, that's what they said too.
It's like I don't want no smoke. I just be coming in.
That's what they said until they got in there and saw her.
Taste of those drinks.
I hear no evil. See no evil. Speak no evil.
He said no evil.
No evil. Nope, not I. Him? No.
Okay.
From around the way.
All right. Get on over there. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Man. We got 3 new entrants.
First up, three
new entrants. First up, we got the CEO of Drip the Mic, Aziz, the pulmonologist. What's good, like-minded?
Yo, what is up, family? How's everybody tonight?
Good, bro. How you doing, man?
How you making out?
Oh, man, I cannot complain. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm breathing.
Hey, that's the important piece, bro. That is the important piece right there.
Yeah.
Bless that, yes.
Man, dope show, by the way, fellas. Dope show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Look, man, we appreciate it. We come here to have a good time. You know what I mean? I think we got caught up at the bar. I keep telling everybody that I'm just giving my testimony. But it's good to have you
here. As long as y'all save me a sip or two. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
Now, I got you. All three, all four.
It's over there.
Wait, is that my cousin? Is that my cousin?
You already know, Playboy.
Cousin in the building.
You know, I'm gonna save a couple of sippy sips for my family.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna hold you all pointed down, responsible for that. So y'all, you know, one of y'all.
Yes, sir.
You already know.
Yeah.
You know we got you. We gonna get you Cali twisted.
If you come home sober, blame J Rob. If you come home twisted, blame Van.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what? Speaking of Cali twisted, let me put this out real quick. No, carry on. Don't pay me no nine. Y'all carry on. I'm sorry. Y'all go ahead.
That's right, bro.
Well, listen, brother, we're gonna offer you the mic to come. Yeah, I'm saying, blaze it, do your thing. Ready to hear you. Thank you for stopping in. You know what I'm saying?
Much
and yeah, go on, get down.
I'm gonna pull a old one out called Stranger Danger. We share this yearning storm to address this obvious pheromonic-like admiration. The failings of our tested patience brings us to this chance meeting, so let's examine this situation. Basic courtship has no place. Make no mistake, I'm bulging. You're brewing, so we're pursuing the rightness of wrongdoings with an unfamiliar face. Centrally, we conspire to forsake any unwritten protocol that normally interrupts non-human behavioral DNA. My shape is rock hard and ready to break that fear of stranger danger, acting as proverbial caution tape. You see, I'm not concerned with what your home life be. I'm not tripping about your status in your community or if there's a he affecting you home. I'm sure we both agree that that don't mean shit to me. Our instincts are meat and mate. We relate like wildlife creatures. Without delay, I'm elated to taste, and I have yet to even memorize your facial features. Then magnetism dissolves all hesitation. We both suffer from a history of domestic frustration, so we consider this situation as getting reparations. We are managing our adventure, unleashing tricks and taking more risks than we do with lovers that are familiar. With you, my tricks are free to succeed in these surroundings. Unleashing beastly feasting attributes in me that have been held back by her boundaries. After nearly drowning me in your liquid form of how many times he has broken your heart, you start to suck me in with energy of unhinged revenge, and I begin to play my part. Grabbing your hair and thrusting your lips lifts your anger-driven aggression. Your submission to my directions increases this what I ain't getting at home erection. Your precious projected moans are tones that reflects off every vein in my dick with strong vibrations. Slurping sensations are only matched by the way you grip me like a mic and stroke me with equal cadence. We are similar in this bliss of disrespect, rejecting any protest of that little voice inside that normally keeps us in check. Finishing your mission to verbally inhale my soul with your full touch ready to gut you, but she calls me her king. You whisper, guess what? Give a fuck. He calls me his queen. My response back is, but right now you're my slut. Touch that wall with both hands, legs spread that way, feet apart as I land in your airspace. A rare case of stranger danger plagues our genes, whether it's this dream scene of or your juices of your boy by syndrome. I just know as I careen your river, your current is unique and flows upstream. Transferring our dance, not taking a chance of not enhancing my attack from the rear. Switching gears, I release you from the wall as if your worn check just cleared. Sliding this beast in your crease, we synchronize our thrust. Chemically balanced lust is a covenant between us, but no face-to-face intimacy. No chance on love broaching us. Combust the bold gratification as I'm watching your ass shaking like it's struggling because my lugging capacity dug in and diminished her kitten header so smitten with my diction. To be sure, my existence is a fiction. She had to pinch me when we was finished. You see, we got lost in a strange or dangerous situation, and the only information I kept were the panties that she took off. And that's my drip.
Man, simply marvelous. See, yo, so he did the last lines, bro. Them last lines got me thinking about Boomerang when she threw the panties at old boy. He stuffed them down in his pocket. Smelled them dead, stuffed them in his pocket. Bro, that's what's up, man. This is one of my favorite pieces, bro. I love this piece, man. I definitely love this piece, bro. Man. Why so?
My cousin came in the room, said, I'm not even asking you to disrobe. I'm asking you to just get undressed. And before I touch you, Let me tap this ruler of words against the lips of positivity as you slurp on every noun, verb, and pronoun that I am about to enunciate. And then she went, GURP. What the hell, man? What the hell?
That
what the hell, man? What the hell?
That part.
Save room for the humans, man. Save room for the humans.
They weren't allowed, bro. They were not allowed.
Like, what the hell, man? That's a dope piece. I'm not even saying I'm past that because then it'll sound like I'm trying to be in that cipher. I'm just like, what the hell, man? What the hell? Anonymity, what you say, brother?
First and foremost, brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant piece. that line. That was so real. See, you didn't even have to come in and definitely dedicate a topic to B and why your pen is by the end of the sword, because what your pen did there was just nothing,
wow.
Nothing short of, like, I would see. I don't know if you're a bachelor or not, but that could go on somebody's wall frame. Somebody read it.
Wow.
They're going to be like, wait a minute. And everybody going to come in there, and they're going to be like, I ain't reading that lawsuit. And they're going to start reading it, and they're going to go through and be like, wow. And they're going to take pictures of it. It's just a genius, right? I absolutely love that piece. Dope, right.
This guy.
Phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Woo.
Hey, man,
well,
before we send you over to the dance floor, bro, can you let everybody know what you got going on your network?
Oh, well, thank you. Absolutely. Well, if y'all check us out this Saturday, we actually have a new host that just started. She's on Wednesdays and Saturdays. This is she interviews authors of books. She's helped authors get out there. So she has some dope interviews and just some dope commentary, some dope call and response feedback. So she has a show this Saturday. So if y'all can find it in your time at 6 p.m. Central to call into Drip the Mic, 646-378-0355. And the show is called Literary Talks with Mona. Mona promotes. I'm sure y'all have heard of her. But man, come check her out, man. Give her some support and check her out. It's a good show, man. It's a good show.
Brother, can you repeat that number again?
Absolutely. It's 646-378-0355.
And you said that's, again, that's Saturday night, 6 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah, Wednesdays and Saturdays. But her first Saturday show will be this coming Saturday. So check her out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And before I go, how dare me? I know my big bro gonna tie me up and put me in a headlock. But please, I just want to give a shout out to your CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox. I just want to give my brother a shout out, man. Love you, big bro, and keep doing your thing. Other than that, man, I'm getting out your way.
Yeah, you knew you had to do that, man. He definitely would have put you in the red light. And that offered you some raw links. Look, that would have offered you some raw links. You feel better, bro?
Listen, you know I got to holler at you soon, too, so I got to keep that good, man. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yo, man, you be giving me them dope prices, so I got to make sure I keep that good, man. You know,
man,
certain bridges, you got to go back across, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Especially when the price is right. Especially when the price
is right. When the price is right, man, you can't beat it. But you know what? Even more than the price. I don't. You know what? Let me keep it 100. I don't even give a fuck about the price. Artworks,
that's
design,
true too. That's true too.
It's
mm-hmm.
flawless. It's fucking
yeah,
flawless.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I get
yeah.
complimented everywhere I go by all races, backgrounds, sexual orientations of people on my B game. So, again, you know, shout out to him for that, man. Yeah, that's real fit.
Definitely.
Hey, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate y'all, man. One time.
All right, bro.
Well,
one love, one mic.
Get on out there on the dance floor, my brother. One love, one mic to you.
Absolutely, man. One love, one mic.
Definitely. Wow.
Peace,
wow. Phenomenal.
Phenomenologist,
peace.
Bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. We're going to keep this party
going. Yeah, definitely, man. We got to get.
It looks like the callers, they just keep calling, man. They just keep calling. We got more callers.
They just
keep calling. We're going to bring in Gwen C. Gwen C. What's good with you, Gwen?
Hello. How are you?
Doing great. How
hey,
you doing?
GC.
Hey. How are you?
I'm phenomenal now that I got you on the mic. Tonight is a great night. Thank you once again for what you were able to do for me with stretching my pen. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course.
Love it.
Y'all have a
Thank
great
you
show.
For that dynamic prompt, live on air prompt that you provided me with, and I couldn't
right.
wait.
Right, unintentional, but yeah, okay.
Out. Yeah, yeah, so thank you for that.
Very welcome. Y'all shows are really good. That's why people keep pressing one and adding.
Oh, well, look, I definitely appreciate
that'd be
that.
Van.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nope. Justice.
Nope.
Split that
that's,
equally.
That's,
everybody
and,
split
and,
it equally.
And there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just love her. I just love her. I just love her.
Well,
I'm excited
to see what you got because you just illuminate when you came and stepped in the room. So, I get there it is. So I'm ready to hear you.
Shit. Okay, cool. Appreciate that.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I'll say this one should be fun, I think. I want a slang ink. He want to fight me. So I pretend we fix. Ooh, I think he like me. Our messages could go a little deeper, but we be careful, balanced, since we both Libra. We see each other from high-level view. We rock Brooklyn Bridge, top layer, what we gonna do? I'm a pinner, not a swimmer. Next time he messaged me, maybe I'll make a splash, ask him, check yes or no, or maybe I should just check him since he wanna fight me. I'm from Ville, city of Ali, but like Ali, his personality got the color. He a little smooth, I bet he floats. Nah, he wouldn't sting me. He just wanna touch me. I let him know I can fight. Maybe I should ask him to date me instead. I mean, he once said he wants to ask my poetry out on a date. Ooh, I think he likes me. I mean, my poetry. I like him. I mean, his poetry. But poetry, I mean the flow of his voice, his ink flow when he texts me, because with this poet, I add extra words between the lines. Read what I want, hear it in his voice, then request a rewind. I like the fact that he claims to be a fan. I like the handsome that is him, the poet and the man. I warned him. My poetry talks a whole lot of shit. He said he speaks the language. Do he know I love the shape of his eyes? I see the worth. That's why I show up. I wonder if that one time, as in earlier today, he knew I blew a kiss back to him. It's the Libra in us. We like fair equity. We want to spread ink, P-O-E-M-I-N-G. Or he can paint me in pleasure. Whisper secrets in my ear, allow my heart kiss him back each time it beats when he kisses my breast. I imagine his taste. I can also be one. I imagine our stanzas. He ain't the only fan, huh? We can reclaim because he a little old school, and I like that shit. I trust my gut, but with him, want to be free, open up like rustic, hear music from lay on his chest. Listen to his heart, get to know him, ride its rhythm, rhyme with him like we on the block 80s, fall asleep, dream together, wake up, throw my arms up in the X, make him laugh a little at my represent, spit some bars, get more wet. There's only one thing better than an artist who knows support is art too. That's chemistry. He told me I could poem him up, so I'm like, hey, put it in a poem, G. He don't know he been writing it. Shit, he had me when I lay with him, but I'ma lay this book open to the next blank. and I only offer page to mind worthy of lines, and I only share journal with soul deserving of what's between them. His integrity then evident. I envision his fine ass at desk, my oval ready for president. Let me leave this office, make Jersey runs over books, got to see him, need to share words with him. My lips got some shit to talk, my hips got some shit to walk. I want to use my hands with him, put pen down for him. No time to balk, fine bricks, chalk short poems to each other. Make love in Manhattan, soft, slightly rough, no scape but in skyscraper. He shall handle me against glass. He's the only star I need. So we write messages in window steam while he tells me he loves my ass. Again, I don't need to see stars, but if I did, I'd look into his eyes. He's the only gadget I'd need. I can experience all things through him. Above the city that never sleeps, one moment lust us, let us take each other's poetry on date to New Yorkican. Wander back to Bronx not knowing the time, make love while we fuck until the sun peeks in. He is the only night I need. I ain't morning person, but can rob sky of sunshine when the joy of morning is his arms wrapped around me, P-O-E-M-I-N-G. Will he ever love letter me, or am I just stuck on Jersey runs over books? The most romantic thing I've never said, I wrote this piece in truth, in peace. I am about to crack the fuck up. It's funny to me. I'm sorry.
Yo.
It's funny. I'm
the
Yo.
Okay.
This is hot.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yo. Oh, I think he liked. Yo, this. I mean, he liked my poetry. Yeah. I did this. Quincy, I dig this.
Thank you. It was fun.
Why, son?
It was fun.
And then she had the nerve to laugh at the end.
This is really dope references in this piece.
Right. Yes.
Now go ahead, Anonymity.
Okay. When you were reciting that piece. I actually was like, wow. She went there, like she's living in it, like she's seeing it, like she's carrying us through, and but doing it so. There's a way that she did it that is, I can't touch on it because I can't do that, right? So it's like you carried me through, but at the end, when you laughed, then I knew what I perceived with that what you wrote. Was real. And now here's my thing. May I ask, where are you from? Are you from New York?
Nah, I'm from Kentucky, but I was raised in Texas.
Okay, that was another thing. because I didn't hear New York and everything that you were saying. But I went everywhere you went, and there's something special about New York. So I know you visited there, something different. Yeah, but yo, very, very, very dope piece. 5 stars. I love it. Absolutely. Phenomenal ink.
Thank you.
Yeah. So as I'm hearing this, right, this piece gives me flashbacks to like the 90s when the ladies were very bold and shy at the same time. You know, with their fanny packs on, with their what's them socks that they used to wear, them big fluffy socks with the Reeboks, yo.
Oh.
Yeah.
and a little puff in the back of them.
And a little puff in the back up. Jay. Yep.
Yeah.
This is a hot piece. Thank you for bringing this, Gwen. This was a fun piece. It seemed like you enjoyed writing it, actually. I could tell just by your laugh at the end of it that you really enjoyed being in this space in this piece. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was fun. I had to hold the laugh in. The laugh was supposed to be in the poem, but I had to refrain because I didn't want to mess up my piece.
Right. Dope.
Nah, she's definitely the dope.
Thank you.
I dug this piece for a lot of different reasons.
Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. My bad.
All because there's a lot of New York stuff in there. Not a lot of people know about New York Rican Cafe for Poets, one of the most iconic places for poets to hit the stage. I've been blessed to be on that stage once or twice in my life, and it's absolutely phenomenal energy. And some of the other things that you mentioned here, I was like, yeah, this was really dope.
Thank you.
I'm gonna refrain from everything else I was going to say, but Team Libra.
Yeah, Team Libra.
And thank you. Yeah. You inspired the piece with your prompt or something that you said, so I appreciate that. That was my first on Poetry Month.
Team Libra.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Thank you.
I loved it. Thank you, beloved.
All right.
Well, we'll look over to the dance floor. Go ahead, Anonymity.
Yeah. I was going to say, enjoy yourself on the dance floor. We're going to just keep it going. Who we have next on the line?
All right. Next up on the line, we got Epiphany Zone host of the Tuesday night lineup, War Council, Fly Speak, Honey Drippers 2.0. Oh, man. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. You know what? Let's just get him on up in here. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Mojave.
Javi. What's good, my brother?
Merry New Year!
Merry New Year.
But
you, my brother,
and Nikki,
my
bumper. Merry New Year, my bumper. Beef jerky time.
That's not what we came here for, sir. This is what we came here. We came to get on down. That's what we're here for. Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Good day, sir. And good evening to you.
What's good, bro?
Man, look, I'm chilling, enjoying the evening. I'll be glad to have you here. Oh, by the way, I'm on that prompt. FYI, I'll be getting that over to you probably next day or so. So,
all right, that'll,
you know,
that'll
I just wanted to throw that out there because, yeah, something hit me with it, and I put something together and where it's taking off to. I like what I'm doing. I'd like to get your feedback. So, sending that right over. A little sidebar note. Oh. Man, welcome, man. Glad you're here. Glad you called in. You know, anytime I get an opportunity to hear you spit, I'm on it.
Oh, man, I don't even know what I'm doing. But, okay. What's happening, fathers? What's going on? It's good. Is there a prerequisite question?
Come back to the light, Carrie Ann. Come back to the light.
Anonymity, hit my brother up with that question for the evening, bro.
Oh, definitely. So, I would love to know what makes your pen mightier than the sword.
Jeez, what a question. What makes my pen mightier than the sword? Actually, my pen is a sword. It's actually with words sharp, sliced like knives and done. Like history is one, my pen is the one thing that I know if I have to sum somebody, it's something I use real quick. My pen is as hard as the biggest. You know what? I'm just going to say, I am my pen is me. And this is how I express myself completely. My pen is mightier than any sword because I am in possession of placing my mind, my body, my soul, my will, my grace into it. It's the first thing I choose in every place. This is why my pen is mightier than my sword.
Well, hey, I get it. I totally, absolutely understand from your, from the way that you put it together, the way that you spit it, I can't even, Mahavi, listen, man, you know what you bring to me. So anytime I hear you spit, but I didn't expect you to come like that. So, I want to hear more. That's the thing. So I'm going to pass the baton because it just draws me in like I want to hear more. So, yeah. Zay.
Yes, sir.
So, oh, okay. All right. So, you know what I've decided? All right. So I decided that, for one, like, the world plays with nobody, myself included. Two, to be misunderstood, mistook, and made for fool is a whole other thing as opposed to being people who are scared, who don't understand things. I would rather gather where they think the light is most at instead of carrying my own. Erotically, I've decided that everything but the kitchen sink has to go into everything that we're doing, how we're doing it, when we're doing it. And that I decided that whenever I decide to breathe, I needed to touch somebody. So I'm going to go into the lab very shortly and come back with some incredible stuff. And lastly, I'm going to do this piece. It's a prompt. Got it from the Golden Pens with the twins. You know what that is. And this is what I wrote, but I didn't get a chance to do it because I was in the car with my pops. And I can't sit this in front of my pops. It's been weird. All right. Try this out. Tell me if it's too loud. No Jackson, no Jermaine, but this is Jermaine to our cause. I need for your body to respond in orgasmic applause. Let me tickle your fancy, excite your soul. Touch is much more than that. The electric sparks that rises off my fingertips vanish when I grab your hips. I know you like a man who is a gentleman that knows how to play tough. Maybe play rough, but you have the stuff. Or pick of luscious clouds, your sweet cotton candy, my mouth or fingers or whatever handy. Let me reach to the innermost parts of you, find your spot, make you come. Unglued, allow me to find the spaces that are blind, wrapped in 9 to 5 days or ways unseen but felt, your skin becoming braille. I want to read you, your peaks and valleys, to taste your rivers until you quiver and shiver, kiss your fine lines until I run up your spine. Let me make up your mind, let me spend the time worshiping you, let me kneel at your altar and show you what this mouth do. Let me utter your name like a divine prophecy. Call your spirit to you, come for me. And when you come for me, your wetness is the elegy because we have laid to rest. Any questions that be, no wonder how you can make that ass clap like thunder. Because I want to feel your rain, let it stain my beard, and I'll feel the remains because you deserve this. I need you to know that it's okay if you come to me. Come for me. Come on me. I won't loose my mouth. It is the magnificence of your sensual elegance, the dance of my digit dance, your clit, my mouth romance, the ripple of my tickle, be the travel of the plane of your senses, be it intense. I want to hold you steady, and if you wince, allow my hands to grip you with a gentle ferocity that speaks to the need for your pleasure. Let my tongue make you weak until you give me your treasure. I need the sweetness of an explosive surrender, submission from my seductive sedition, glossy face so cloaked in the juice's purpose, in the measure, together, you to your goal. Let me tickle your fancy. Let me excite your soul. Paul.
Let me excite your soul. That's what's up.
That is what I was waiting for. All right. If I may, Mojave, my brother. All right. Somewhere, there's an ex-girlfriend of yours, and she's your ex. And this ex has a boyfriend that hopefully your name never comes up. The way you break it down might make him instantly leave you. Or no, maybe he won't leave because probably won't leave, but they're going to have problems. You know what I'm saying? They got problems in their household. And you have nothing to do with it, but you have everything to do with it. You see what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put that one upon you tonight. My bad. Brother to brother. That, I just wanted to say that. Because it's piece after piece after piece after piece. You do things because, like what you said about your beard, and that, see, he could never, his beard would never be able to hold her the way that yo did. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you for giving me that. That was what I was asking for. Boom. Cool. Okay. Boom. I'll pass.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
J-Rock.
You're nasty. That's just the bottom line. You're nasty. However, I want to copy this piece because I have someone I want to send this to. Don't mind me and don't ask no questions.
That's why your pen mightier than the sword. There's so much power in that piece. You don't even have to say nothing. Just pull up and say, read this.
Because you wouldn't believe me if I said it. So I want you to just read this.
Just read this. Everybody, and then just give it a right look. As soon as she read it, when she look up, you catch her. Say nothing. Words would only speak too much.
Wiley.
Absolutely wiley.
Well, all I'm going to say about this piece is I'm going to move out of the way because the amount of panties that are being thrown at the stage right now, I don't want to get hit with those.
That part. They are
strictly for Mojave.
I'm in the corner.
And then you got some guy that comes up to Mojave and he's like, yo, man, let me get a picture of you with my girl.
Right. While she's standing there with no panties on because she done already threw them at the stage. Bruh, come on.
There you go.
Wilding.
I got to say something really quick if I may. Tonight, Javi, I am nicknaming you. This is the nickname I got for you. You are now known as the Magic Man, okay? Because there's so much power in your
words. You guys are wilding. You're wilding.
Hey, man, listen. Javi, before we get you to the dance floor, man, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Yeah! What? Next season, 150.0. See ya. Honeydew for 3.0, here, featuring Dwayne Foote, a.k.a. Lone Wolf, featuring Mr. Wick, the Furniture Mover, and hopefully, if everything works out, Freak Nardo, a.k.a. Leonardo Taylor. We're going to talk to you ladies on Tuesday. We're going to talk to you. Be prepared for that conversation. Deal. It's the 150.0, so all 150s are invited to come and talk that talk and walk that walk. Let them birds fly. Let them things get into the first personal intimate cases. Bring a poem or two. Talk about it. You know, be about it. Be something about it. So, 8, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m., Mountain Standard Time, and 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Come check us out. Major 2.0 Field featuring Mr. Witt, Lone Wolf, a.k.a. Dwayne Foote, and hopefully Leonardo Taylor, a.k.a. Fugnato. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bro. That's what we're talking about, man. Get over on that dance floor so we can get to this next poet. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our guy, Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Mr. Iron Man, a.k.a. the Magic Man. We got a new one for you, bro.
Yeah, man.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic. What's good?
Ladies and
what's
gentlemen,
good?
Check my hobby out this coming Tuesday, y'all. Don't miss it. Next up on the mic, y'all, we've got, ooh, we got a downpour. We got some drippage. We got some wetness. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Rain. Hey, Rain.
Good evening. What's up, gentlemen? How's everybody
doing? Good. How are you doing?
Let me get my voice right. Let me get my voice right. Well, hello, Rain. How you doing, Rain?
Hey, beloved. I heard there was a party over here and that y'all need some Capricorn energy, so.
We need the Capricorn energy who can move to the left and to the right with the music and make the whole evening special. I'm good now. You can talk to the fellas. I'm good now.
Yo, I don't know if I should need to go to the corner now or take my chances. Because,
take your chances, fam. Take your chances.
Take
my
chances, bro.
Listen. I'm drawn to take my chances, but this could be trouble. So
take your socks off, too, baby. Take your socks off.
Oh, damn. You know the socks gotta go. Hello, Ms. Rain. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Mm-hmm. Good evening. How are you? I try to say your name. Can I just say sincere because I forgot your
want.
Other name.
Just
like
say
a
it how you prefer.
Name. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want you to get J. Rob the Wise Son messed up too. Get it all twisted so it can sound like that when you mess up his name. I'm just saying. Please mess my name up. Please.
I do not blush. Why am I blushing right now?
Just please mess my name up like you do his. That's all I'm asking.
You just want some twisted tongues. That's all you want.
That part right there. I told you she'd say it. I told you. I'm sorry. It's talking to my mother.
Miss Rain.
Yes.
You're going to give me trouble. Okay. All right. Ooh, yeah. So.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Yes, sir.
Are you,
thank you.
Are you ready to, look, you even got me putting on a different voice. Hold up.
Ooh. That's normally there.
Okay, let me explain.
A couple octaves, you know.
For anybody that might have missed it.
Yeah, I usually just.
As I sit here tonight hosting
real
the
life.
Show. There was a, I'm just letting the listeners know that there was another poet that we had a tied score, right? And when it came down to the last night, this particular poet didn't compete that night. So it was very close that that voice that you're hearing on the other end right now could be sitting in the spot that I'm in right now. But if it were the case, because of her voice, I know I would definitely be calling in every opportunity I got. So, Ms. Rain, I am a fan.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. And I think that they have the right man for the job.
I appreciate
absolutely,
that.
But I appreciate that.
You can say my name however you want. Oh, my God, trouble. Okay, so.
Why are you in here blushing?
I'm sorry. So. Are you ready to tell us why your pen is mightier than the sword?
So when I heard the question, I was like, but it's not. But I think that if I had to give an answer, it would really just be the truth that's in my pen.
The truth that's in your pen. Okay. No, I feel that. So if I may, if I could reserve maybe a different question for you.
Sure.
Can you tell us, perhaps,
how it rings.
You just want me to spit my piece?
I just want you to spit for me.
It rains. It rains a lot of different ways.
So tell me what you want me to know. Oh, damn, my bad. I forgot we were on a radio show. Woo! I told you not to get me in trouble.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm mute. My bad.
Woo!
Nah, but the mic is yours. Do your thing, okay?
Thank you. To whom it may concern. So, I guess you think this poem is going to be about you. Shit, you're probably right. Remember back when I sat shade across the page, a literally like a literally talking about he scribes silent soliloquy supremely crowning my service creatively creamy, a deliberate dousing of divine decadence just to watch me scratch screens across plum sheets, his gaze capturing my gray eyes begging as he travels the depths of me, continuously writing succulent centralized stories just for me to read. I remember how you inspired me to slide memories of you in and out of the lines, like you slid between my lips and my hips. Like that time that piece said, I slow sip his intimacies. I adore how the warmth just lingers long after he serves, long after he observes, long after he knows I'm hooked. Hooked on the way he runs his fingers along the brim of my craving to have my soul stirred by his savage. Yeah. But when I think about what the thought of you did for me, you know, during those in-between times, remember how just the thought of you twists my mental and bevel views, highlighting the kaleidoscope beauty and tones of feeling you as your whispered breath beckoned hairs to rise upon my neck, saluting the notion that I felt anything before I dreamt of feeling you. See, you had this fucking pull on me. It was intoxicating. It was addicting. You moved me. You mused me, remember, when I somehow was even able to liken you to a sigh, a long, deep sigh. It's the pulse of life, the calm before the storm takes form in my mind, the heartbeat of my seek for reason, the slow rush of a sexy rumble across my speech, free falling in reverse from so deep, it's bittersweet like a lost love letter found. Such nostalgia woven in the delicate fiber of each fading line, like a dying heart revived. You began to rewrite the wonder in my eyes, hid treasures in the corner of my smile, painted hope upon my lips, and now I'm left hugging a symphony of sighs. Damn. All I can do is smile when I reminisce, and I guess this is where I have to end peace. See, you were right. This poem was all about you, but really a nod of appreciation to you for musing me, inspiring me to dig deeper in life and poetry. My pen has found purpose, purposely pushing me past my past plight of insecurities. With the utmost respect, I proclaim this is the last poem. That will be about you. I love you. That's right.
Dang, Rain. Damn.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, did you say this is the last poem that will be about you, and then I love you at the end?
Right. Right.
Wow.
I mean, sometimes not everything ends on a bad note.
But you said it kind of was, but you sweetened it. You said this is the last poem that will be about you, but I love you.
I mean, sometimes you got to move on, you know?
see. Okay.
All of those poems, all of that entire piece was about four different pieces that I wrote about them that I just brought together for a compilation piece.
Okay.
Oh.
It was hot.
You know?
It was really hot. Like,
yeah.
It was poetically wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked mind. Poetically wicked mind. Phenomenal.
Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
Why, son?
One word.
He over there writing a novel. He over there talking to his new woman.
Mm-hmm. Girl. One word. Nah, baby. I'm writing everything that I'm writing strictly about you and how the way you walk looks as if you're walking on air by yourself and just people are pulling their hair out and placing it on harp strings because they're writing musical tunes about you. Now, about your piece. Damn. Just damn. I mean, just damn. That was awesome. Completely
thank
unmitigated
you,
awesome. I loved every inch of this piece. And I will not front, I loved every single inch of this piece. So thank you for bringing that tonight.
Thank you. I always get nervous because, you know, you don't like my poetry. You like, you want me to stretch. And I haven't written anything in a long time. So, you know, I got to, like, I keep you in
you're
mind when I'm looking
right.
for something. That, yes.
I don't like your poetry. I absolutely love your poetry. So, that being the case, I thank you for taking time to stretch your pen.
Well, I'm going to stretch it in another way. But I haven't written in a while. That's an older piece, too. But I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
I went looking for something that wasn't naughty. So that,
thank
so that
you for
you
that.
Would, see,
thank you for that.
I thought of you.
Van appreciates you for that.
What? Hey, anonymity, you hear that long silence? You hear that long silence, yo.
Van was like, say what now?
I'm over here, see, he kind of missed the whole part of her intro when I said we got some moisture, some drenching.
Oh, no, I got that.
Mm-hmm. You by yourself, J-Robert. You by yourself. You know, I'm like Smokey telling you, like, bye, Felicia. Go on, get on. You by yourself, bro. Get on.
Van likes it when I'm nasty because sometimes it gives him permission
do.
To be even nastier. He
even
gets
nastier.
To be nastier. He, like, come back with his freestyles and he goes in his closet and gets out something nasty.
I'm a Libra, sweetheart, and nasty has a particular place with me, so... Let him be who he is.
Oh, you party pooper. You party pooper. Nasty may have his place with you, but nastiness is forever everywhere. You can't avoid it.
I mean,
you can't avoid
we drip.
It.
That's what we do. I mean,
that's right.
And I didn't even come on after King Drip and Drip, so...
Right.
I should get some kind of medal for that. Yeah.
You should. You should and you shall.
But it was like kissing the fine lines for me with Hav. If he's still listening, I don't know. You never know. Well,
yeah,
but that
you,
line,
baby. Go ahead.
That was a dope
he
line.
You, baby.
I ain't messing with y'all. Anonymity.
Nah, well, look,
your turn, brother.
Yeah, look. Wow, I was just everything that y'all said was is everything for me because it's just that I'm gonna stand over here, right? Because of all that, because of all of that, every bit of that, what you just did, what you do, you write in ways that I know it stems from places that stretches. You talk about stretching the pen. You definitely. You make it stretch. I'll leave
my
that
pen
one
is
there.
Very pliable. My pen is pliable. You gotta
yes,
remain pliable.
Your pen is tempting. Your pen is the most sinister weekend video that you can watch uncut for adults only. You can go to the wicked places. But see, here's the crazy part. It's attracting the way it draws. That type of pen, that type of power. With great power comes great responsibility. Know that because you're charged with that. Boom. Just know that. Your pen? That's the one that the people say, your pen? Sit over here in the corner. But don't tease the angel.
I appreciate
really
loved it. All of you gentlemen, I appreciate you so much.
And we enjoy having you. So go on, get out there, dance on the dance floor if you don't mind. Can you save a drink for me? I'll be over.
I'll save a drink and a dance for you. But first I got to teach these other folks how to dance because, you know.
Same two-step with a little twist.
Gotta have a little twist.
Get on out there on that dance floor.
Gotta have a twist. Thank you. I will. I'll get out the way. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good night.
Let me rush you off.
No, you guys have
things to do.
Yes.
But, ladies and gentlemen, that is Rain. You know, she's welcome to come through the Get Down anytime she like with her torrential downpours. I mean, with her lyrical metaphors. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. You behave.
You know, I couldn't pass that up. I just could not pass that up. Man.
Well, I'm trying to say.
Man, we got a few minutes left, y'all. So let me go ahead and give y'all the Epiphany lineup for the remainder of the week and into next week. Join us tomorrow night with Express Your Vibe with your host, Miss VIP, and yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. It is Easter Sunday, y'all. So I don't know if y'all are going to be here Sunday or not, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Monday night, y'all, is going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you heard Mojave. It's Honey Dripper 2.0, baby. And then Wednesday night, the Love Zone is VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Then Thursday night is the Get Down with your host, Anonymity, and guest host, J-Rob the White Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And it is the third show, dynamic. So we are going to do last words, starting with our brother, the host with the mostest, Anonymity.
Well, first of all, let me just say, what an amazing night. The vibe. Well, first, no, let's just start with the poetry. The topic, to have so many contributions to the topic, that lets us know that, you know, we're really embracing National Poetry Month, right? We're really stretching our pens, we're writing, we're doing the things we've been gifted to do. So to be able to share that was just, to have so many, like, you know, on topic, I'm so grateful and appreciative. Now, the vibe. The vibe is just, there's some places where you step into and it feels like it's just the great place to be. That's what I get. That's what I feel. So I love the energy that was able to come through. So I just enjoyed myself here and look forward to, you know, busting it up with y'all next week.
Looking forward to it, King.
Why, son?
Listen, first and foremost, salute to you, my good brother, Anonymity. In the time, the short time I've gotten to know you, brother, I admire your dedication to the craft. I love what you bring to the table, and I am a bona fide fan. Solid. To my brother, Van Meadows, like I say every week, and I say it with no compunction, brother. I love you with all my heart. I'm humbled to be your brother, and I'm glad to have you in my immediate circle. And I wouldn't have it any other way. The way we do what we do, when we do that voodoo that we do, when we call this the get down. And without you, brother, I couldn't make none of this stuff happen, man. Salute to you, and I love you, man. Peace.
Salute to you too, King. Love you as well, bro. First, let me address anonymity, bro. Ever since we've connected, bro, I've been a fan of your work. You're a dynamic artist, and you are demonstrating that you're also a dynamic host. So I'm honored to share the mic and the platform with you. I'm looking forward to the next two shows. I can't wait to see what's going to happen when we get the audience participation on what they want to hear on next week's show. And that we're not going to let the cat out of the bag for the last show, because the last show is going to be something special. You know, I'll tell you what that's going to be. But brother, we appreciate you, man, and we thank you for your dedication and your commitment to the craft, but also to the get down. We've had a lot of hosts on the get down, because we usually do, you know, guest hosts and appearances and things of that sort. And brother, you fit right into the Epiphany family, and we humbly thank you for being available and for rearranging your schedule just so that you can commit to this show. Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
My pleasure, man. Both J-Rob, the wise son. Man.
Yes, sir.
My brother from another mother, and y'all have no idea how true that statement truly is. When I tell you that this man and me are like we're true brothers, it is not for fake. It's for real.
Absolutely. Tell him, man.
And, bro, I appreciate you. You know, I love you, man. And I the way that we do what we do, the voodoo that you say that we do, because you know how we do, hey, man. I'm
yes,
honored,
sir.
Man, to be in your circle, to be a part of your family, man, to just be your brother. And, man, now we got that out of the way. Isn't he a dynamic artist, too, y'all? Y'all hear this man's poetry?
Y'all need to stop.
I'm a fan. Yeah. I'm a
fan. Y'all know Van writes my line.
I'm a fan.
Listen, I heard a poem tonight that you did, like, why son real talk, that went into, I mean, it's in my top five. Like, it's definitely, like, that piece there, that was, I mean, I hear flame, everything that I've ever heard you do. And you're a dynamic.
Thank you, bro.
Artist. But, I mean, you know, and poetic, listen, you know, we met through the art. Like, where we come from, not even many times in the same room, but ran, you know, in the same circle. And anytime I had an opportunity to share in a piece of your work, I mean, when my pen gets inspired, that's when I get excited. Because that's when the best of me, that's when I know there's no end, because there's someone else there that I can feed off of their energy. And I get that from both of you first and foremost, but having an opportunity to sit here and partake in this, listen, my inbox and things starts to, you know, it starts to go off, and I'm seeing poems and I'm, you know, inspired. So I just want to take a moment out to just share that and thank both of you for this opportunity.
Oh, man.
Thank you as well.
Thank you for accepting.
Yeah, thank you for that.
You earned this by bringing your true, authentic self in your ink. So, which leads me to the get down callers, listeners, poets. When I tell you that you are amazing, you better believe that you are amazing. Week after week, you guys come to the get down, guys and gals and ladies. Y'all come to the get down, and y'all show out. Y'all take these topics that are put out there before you, and you write some of the most amazing pieces of art that we've ever heard. And I'm going to tell you, this is why I'm a fan of poetry, because I got dope artists like y'all coming to the show, writing to what we request.
And some of y'all really stretch y'all pins because it takes you out of a comfort zone that you're in. And you're like, man, I don't want to write this. I want to write my nasty. I don't want to write this. But then what do? You write it. And it sounds amazing because you're amazing. So, to our host, CEO, man, thank you for giving us this platform to be able to do poetry, family, life, and just have an all-out good time. So, join us tomorrow night for Express Your Vibe. And if you don't know what Express Your Vibe is about because you've never been or it's been a moment since you've been there, it's just that. Whatever you're feeling in that moment, you come and you express that. So, with that being said, gentlemen, see y'all next week on the Get Down. And please make sure y'all reach out to Anonymity, me or J-Rob, or even any event page.
Yes.
With the topics that you would like to hear on next week, you know, depending on what, how many topics we get and what type it is. I mean, hey, listen, it could be your topic. It could be your topic that's on the Get Down. How exciting would that be? So, one love, one mic, and we'll see y'all tomorrow on Express Your Vibe.
Here you go.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.